Are either of you two organ donors?
On my license, yes.
Yes, same. I don't think I've registered. There's a website now, isn't there?
I don't even know if I am or I'm not. I remember about 12 months ago, I was at the Shell Harbour Hospital, went and visited some of the patients and the docs in the renal ward, and that's really confronting. Have you ever seen a dialysis machine?
No.
Yeah, I have.
Full on. This machine is filtering and channeling the blood around their body because they've got kidney issues. Mm. And one lady that I met there was Sally. And Sally has got some wonderful news. She has received a transplant. So,
oh,
Sally,
good.
Does that mean that you no longer have to hook up to that dialysis machine at Shell Harbour Hospital?
It certainly does, yeah.
How long were the sessions that you when you had to sit there on dialysis?
I was there about 6 hours a time, 3 days a week.
Wow. That's like 18 hours a week.
Big chunk of your life.
Keeps you alive, but doesn't it, Sally?
Yes, that's right.
And now a friend of yours has kindly given you their kidney. How did all that come about?
Oh, well, basically my husband was tested and he was deemed borderline unsuitable, which was a bit of a shock.
Mm.
Two wonderful friends stepped in and said, well, test us.
That's so lovely.
The hospital went with the person that was the same blood type as me.
Yep.
The other one could also have donated to me, but they would use what's called the paired exchange program. Basically, my friend would have donated to a stranger, and in return, I would have got a kidney back from a stranger. So 9 months later, life is very different.
Life
so,
is great.
Yeah, so tell us, how has this changed your life?
So much energy.
Yeah. Does it give you more freedom to be able to like go on holidays?
Oh,
I imagine
yes.
That would be tricky if you've got to go on dialysis 3 days a week.
Yeah, that was pretty hard, but yes, it should be. I already have a trip planned back to the UK next year. I have all this time in the world now. I had a lot of time before, but you were always tired.
An extra 18 hours in your week is definitely something, and I imagine it's quite tiring in itself on top of the actual 18 hours you have to sit there. Now, as part of your journey, you've met another local transplant recipient, Wendy, who is there with you now. Wendy's trying to organise a screening of a documentary at Greater Union Shell Harbour called Dying to Live.
Tell us a bit about this documentary.
Okay, so basically, I don't know, do you want me to pop you on to Wendy?
Yeah, put Wendy on.
Yeah. She's saying no, but I will make her talk to you. Hello, how are you?
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Wendy. Jeez, it didn't take much convincing there from Sally,
you
did it?
You got roped in.
No, not at all.
Okay, so the idea of screening this documentary is to highlight becoming a donor and to encourage more people to do just that?
Yes, that's right. Sort of goes over a story of three people that are sort of waiting for a organ donation. It's not specifically just kidney, it's heart, one, and lungs as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the process and what you have to go through to get to that point.
So, Wendy, when is it going to be screened?
It's screening on the 11th of December at 6:30. It's a Tuesday night.
And you've got the numbers? Because a little birdie told me you had to have 52 people committed.
No, we need to get 52 people.
You'll get 52.
It's slowly starting,
yeah.
But we really need people to get involved.
If someone's keen to get along to watch it, what do they do?
Yeah, they go to dyingtolive.com.au. And then click on screenings, and then they'll find Shell Harbour, and then they purchase the tickets through that.
Righto. Well, Wendy, what we'll do is we'll get the links to the doco up on our show page at wavefm.com.au, and Illawarra, there is the trailer there as well. Good on you, Wendy and Sally.
Excellent. Okay, thank you.